Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Friday, April 17th, 2015. And on today's podcast, we're going to discuss the subject of property taxes and the underlying idea of property ownership in America today. We can dispense with the property ownership portion of our discussion pretty quickly. Owning property in America today is an illusion. You only rent it from your county or city government. One of the easiest ways to get thrown out of your own property is to not pay your property tax. If you faithfully pay your mortgage for 30 years, you get to have a mortgage burning party. You can invite your kids who will someday inherit your home. But you can never have a mortgage burning party for your property taxes as long as you own that property. You must pay your real landlord, which in my case is my city and county government. Oh, and by the way, it goes up every year. Property taxes are one of the most heinous practices municipal governments use to fund their expenses, especially their public school systems. In more than 30 years, I have practiced bankruptcy law around the country, from Memphis to Detroit to Milwaukee to St. Louis, Kansas City, and many other cities. I have handled countless cases where a homeowner's property, his primary residence, had been taken from him or was about to be taken from him for unpaid property taxes. In each and every case, with no exceptions, these were the poorest people among us. In a typical case, a person owns a home in a very depressed area of town. The house has been in his family for decades. There was once a time when it had real value. There was once a time when it was located in a beautiful neighborhood. But now crime and drugs have driven away the jobs and the other owners. The owner falls behind on property taxes. 1 year, 2 years, warnings come. Then foreclosure. Does the city really want this property? No. The city just wants the money. So at some point, this typical family purchased this property with their after-tax dollars, and now it is being taken away from them, in their old age usually, by their government. At the same time, this family's retirement savings is destroyed in inflation and zero interest rates. The inflation is a purposeful theft by government, intended to make it easier for government to fund its own debt and its own uncontrolled spending. Property taxes are imposed on us by people who are usually called public servants. What is a public servant? How does one acquire that title of public servant? For the answer, we look to H.L. Mencken, one of my favorite philosophers. Mr. Mencken said, quote, "The state, or to make the matter more concrete, the government, consists of a gang of men exactly like you and me. They have, taking one with another, no special talent for the business of government. They have only a talent for getting and holding office. Their principal device to that end is to search out groups who paint and pine for something they can't get, and to promise to give it to them. 9 times out of 10, that promise is worth nothing. The 10th time is made good by looting A to satisfy B. In other words, government is a broker in pillage, and every election is a sort of advanced auction sale of stolen goods." End quote. Property taxes are perhaps the most regressive of all taxes. The more you strive to maintain a nice home, to maintain it, to put a new roof, new paint, etc., the higher the appraised value, and therefore the more you pay. Some people in the same neighborhood may not be as diligent as you. No new roof for them. No new paint. So that person pays less than you based on a lower appraised value. Both of them, however, receive the same level of government service. Property taxes are rather ancient in their history, harkening back to a time before ordinary citizens were allowed a voice in the government. Rents, as they were called then, or property taxes, were collected from landowners. Then landowners were allowed the vote. At that time, in most places, there were no taxes other than property taxes, and only landowners were allowed to vote. Sometimes property taxes have the opposite effect and actually drive down property values. Appraised values fall as people leave because of high taxes, a kind of self-fulfilled devaluing of everything. Let's take a look at my neighborhood in Germantown, Tennessee, for example, in my community, Shelby County, Tennessee. We must pay both county and city property taxes, so the tax rate is always a bone of contention for everybody. People sometimes flee the city of Memphis to avoid the higher taxes. They can pay higher property values in the surrounding communities, but their taxes are lower, so it comes out closer. The county rate, 4.37%. The city rate in Germantown, 1.93%. By contrast, the city of Memphis is 3.40%. That's a good reason to move out, many people believe. So if you figure the tax all the way out on a decent home, you can quickly see that tax and insurance alone are more than many people can bear. Sometimes your children look at what you pay in tax and insurance and say, how could we ever afford this home if you gave it to us free? That is the way it is for many people. An ominous burden, these property taxes, and a very non-productive burden. Money spent that could be put to productive use for most families. At least that's the way I see it, folks. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.